Attend, young lasses, all of Edinburgh town. I was esteemed a beauty, late of great renown. But now, alas, my folly has made me melancholy, since Jockey's gone and I undone, under what grief I lie. By being wedded unto an old man, 'twas father and my mother did always put me on, 'cause he had riches too, but alas, that will not do. Oh, Jockey, 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 why denied I you? I 15 years have passed and kept my maidenhead, and longer like to keep it, although that I am wed. For an old man, girls, you know, that can scarcely stand or go, how should he love and nimbly move? Alas, it can't be so. Which makes me all the night sigh and cry, oh, why did I kind Jockey so oftentimes deny? For when that he would do, then did I bish and poo, crying, cannot, cannot, wannot, wannot, buckle too. How Jockey kissed and hugged me upon a cock of hay, and I, like a silly jade, said, take your hand away, crying, Jockey, fie, oh, fie, oh, you shall not come so nigh. You're like a devil, much uncivil, I'll cry out by and by. Had I then known but what I do now, I'd not a hindered Jockey, oh no, not I vow, but would consent to do without a pish or poo. I never, never, never cried I will not buckle to. But now the knot is tied to a man of 80 years, who's snoring all the night while I'm shedding many a tear. Will a day how I am sped and unto an old man wed? Hang melancholy, farewell folly, and my doting Ned. Jockey I will find, for he is kind. Oh, what a foolish girl was I was not of his mind. But needs must pish and poo, and cry it shall not do. Oh, silly, silly, silly fool, I did not buckle to. My fairest Jenny, now I love thee muckle more, for sike a bonny lass I never saw before. I did hear thee much complain, and wish to be loosed again. Come, let us trip it to yon thicket where we will remain, and there love embraces we will taste. Then straight he flung his arms about her slender waist, crying, love, now we will do, now without a pish or poo. So together, together, together went they without more ado. Straight this loving couple got to the shady grove. Oh, then how kindly Jenny embraced Jockey's love. 'Twas a pleasant sunshiny day when they sat among the hay. Then Jockey, kissing, sweetly pressing Jenny, ne'er said nay, but fetched her breath short as if she'd die. So Jockey and kind Jenny most lovingly did lie. She neither pished nor poo, but freely buckled to. Why, is Jockey, Jockey, Jockey did what he'd a mind to.